everyone. It's your host, Megan.
And your co-host, McKinley.
And welcome back to Mickey Ears
and Butterbeer.
Welcome back to Mickey Ears and Butterbeer. On this episode, I have Jenna back with me again.
Hey, I am so excited to be here and to talk a little bit about Universal today.
Yes, Universal. Universal is going to be our topic. It seems like we are booking so many clients right now to go to Universal because there are so many announcements and so many new and exciting things going on, especially into next year. So we're going to dive in deep with this episode. But first, I'm getting excited because this summer at Universal, there are so many events coming on June 14th and even in July.
Yes, you're not kidding. And like, before we even start here, I want to say we're focusing on the Orlando Universal Studios. So we also have Universal in Hollywood, but for this point today, we're talking about Orlando. And we have so much coming June 14th. So you should totally mark your calendars. And if you don't have that summer trip booked, it's time to get it on there because things are starting to kick up. We have DreamWorks Land coming. So that's going to be a lot working with Shrek. We're going to have the new Troller Coaster. Everything DreamWorks is going to come to life as this land opens. We additionally are going to see a new show for Harry Potter called Hogwarts Always. And this is going to be on the Hogwarts Castle every evening. And it's going to be one of those kind of projection shows. So that's going to be really cool to see that as well. What I think I'm most excited for when I look at the new things coming is the Sensational Lagoon show. So if you have never seen one of the Lagoon shows at Universal Studios, I highly recommend it. It is a water projection show themed with all of the music from your favorite movies. And this year they're adding drones to it. So my aviation nerd is very excited to learn and see more about that as it comes out. And then a little bit later, as we get closer to the 4th of July season on July 3rd, we are going to have a new parade, the Universal Mega Movie Parade, with T-Rex, Trolls, E.T., and all of the classics showing up there too. So a lot coming our way.
I am so excited about this. I think I cannot wait to get in DreamWorks Land. They actually have a Shrek-faced pretzel, and it actually has like green goo that you dip it in, which a little iffy on if I'm going to get one of those, but it's like one of those must-gets next time we go. And then also in Universal right now, actually in one of the Harry Potter lands, they have a tent right now. So it's kind of like getting people suspicious of what's behind the tent. I have no idea what it is yet, but it's just, there's movement. So I'm excited for it.
That is really exciting.
I think one of the great things with these new updates and new attractions is a lot of people, when they go to Universal, they feel like it's geared more towards older kids and adults. And there is plenty to do for younger kids in there as well. But there is more older kids and adults because it's more of like the thrill rides. So, and Harry Potter is not necessarily for little kids. I mean, some little kids will watch it, but not like the little kids. So the fact that they're going to have like Trolls and Shrek and I think it's called Gabby, if I'm not mistaken. McKinley's kind of past that stage now. But there's going to be all kinds of meet and greets and all kinds of more fun opportunities that's definitely geared towards more of the younger age.
Yeah, and I just love that no matter where you're at or what movie you're interested, like you're going to be able to see that come to life. I mean, like you said, you have everything from Super Mario Brothers movie to the Minions to, you know, Jurassic Park and Jurassic World all unfolding ahead of you. So there's really something for everyone, and it's really just coming to life, which I love. The shows are outstanding at Universal every time.
Yes. And I'm so excited that they're still leaving one of the first attractions, E.T. E.T. is still a staple and is going to be there. And that's always one of our favorite rides. So that is right there by all the new things that's going on. So I'm happy that stayed.
It's a classic in our house, too. I think I have more E.T. merch than I have of any other Universal item, to be honest.
You have the E.T. scented candle.
No, I don't have an E.T. scented candle, though. It's on the list now.
So when you go into the ride at Universal, the E.T. ride, it has its own like unique smell. So when you get off the ride, of course, you get off and there's a gift shop right there and you can get a candle that it literally says it's the E.T. ride candle. So,
oh my gosh,
it's not my favorite. I think I love the smell when I'm there, but I don't know if I'd want that smell in my house.
That's fair. That's fair. But there's so much other stuff. So you can find something else.
Yes. So, can you believe we are only 3 months away from when Halloween Horror Night starts?
Oh my gosh, no. No. So what, how is your house divided on Halloween horror nights? Are you into it? Is it not your
So,
jam?
Halloween is my favorite holiday. I
Us too.
absolutely love Halloween. I have done the Mickey Not So Scary Party at Disney, but I have not done Halloween Horror Nights. We have booked many clients. Actually, last year was probably my biggest set of clients that went, and they came back and they told me, "Oh my goodness, it's so much fun. You have to go to it." I don't really like so Halloween Horror Nights. They have it themed awesome. Like a bell goes off and they just come swarming out. I think last year was like Walking Dead and like
Oh
all
my
kinds of
goodness.
crazy stuff. So they're trying to scare you, but if you act like you're not scared, it kind of deters them away a little bit. But then they also have multiple Halloween haunted houses to go through. And I'm not a fan of jump scare, but I think I want to do it.
I don't know. So, the acting like you're not scared thing, that is not in my purview of self-control. Like, if I am terrified, you are gonna know it. But we are house divided. So my partner, he loves Halloween Horror Nights. He thinks it's the best thing ever. I am That is not always my jam, but like you said, the theming is outstanding. If you are even curious, I think now is the time to start looking in October, getting a plan together. The weather is cooler down there. It's a great time to go. And it's not like you have to be in there all day long. Halloween Horror Nights is in the evening, so you can still enjoy Universal throughout the day and then go as you please into the evening activities.
Yeah, so we actually, the first time we went, Kenley was younger and we went around Halloween time and I was worried because I didn't want her to be scared. We did most of the day. I mean, they have like little like props and stuff that look kind of scary and gory, but there is nothing that jumps out. I mean, literally, you do have to have a ticket for this event. This isn't this, you can't have a normal park ticket and then stay. You have to have a separate ticket. But they do a very good job of warning you. So there will be like a bell, an alarm going off. So if you do have little kids, go to the other park. It's only in one of the parks. So if you have a park-to-park pass, start off your morning at the park where all this is going on and then just switch over. So they do a very good job at being very cautious if there is little kids or if people get scared to give you far in advance warning. I will say too, they do a lot of tours during this, so you can see what haunted houses look like with the lights on. They can do, there's so much in those haunted houses, so much detail, and you're kind of scared and tense the whole time, so you end up missing a lot of it. So we're able to book all of these tours and do all kinds of fun things. One thing that's definitely on my bucket list when I do go is it's around where they do the Halloween Horror Makeup Show. You can actually get your
Yes.
face painted like a monster for the day. So that is my bucket list, is to get my face painted like a monster and then do Halloween Horror Night. So, and then some of
That'd
the
be so
houses
cool. You'd
this
be on theme.
year, exactly. And then some of the Halloween houses that they had this year, like they have one that stood out to me. It was like Museum of Deadly Exhibits. That just reminds me of like Night at the Museum, like things coming to life. And then they have like this candy factory theme one, which looks, I mean, there's all kinds of different ones. And one thing I would highly suggest if you are planning on going to these is getting the express pass, because we had a client that got the express pass and he said it was worth every penny getting that because he was able to go into every single haunted house besides one that night.
That's awesome. Yeah, great way to like get a value out of the evening while you're there. Maximizing that. And those start Halloween Horror Night starts the end of August, around August 30th, and then continues through November. So, or n early November, I should say, November 3rd. So you have a good amount of time to kind of get everything booked and get a trip plan. But keep that in mind too. You have some flexibility there. And I should mention, I said Halloween Horror Nights isn't my thing, but I am totally a foodie at heart, and they have themed food and drinks during these events. So even if I went, I am sure I could find plenty of snacks that were Halloween themed to enjoy throughout the time.
Oh yes, they have so many, and especially they have, it's Mel's Drive-In, but when it's Halloween, it's Mel's Dine, dot DIEN.
Funny.
No, they do a great job.
They do.
So,
They do.
that's a lot of universal news. So I highly, highly suggest it planning now, even though it's the start of summer. Really, the mindset with booking vacations is always the next season. So that way you get the best deals, the best opportunities, and can plan ahead. So I'm already Mickey Not So Scary and Halloween Horror Nights. I already have clients set up and ready to go. So I would definitely reach out as soon as possible so we can get the magic going. So
yeah, and working with that travel agent always works in your favor. We're monitoring promotions for you. We're keeping you updated to changes. With Universal, you get access to that extra hour of early admission in the morning when you book with the TA. So make sure you're contacting a travel advisor and getting us to get you on board. We'll get you ready to go.
Yes. And that kind of jumps right into our next topic is why would you book a travel agent for your Universal trip? So right from the start, even if you're doing tickets only, if you book through a travel agent, you get early access to get into the park. So you actually get an email confirmation of your tickets. You take it to a kiosk. You have a credit card, and I would make sure you have your ID. You can scan it in the kiosk, and you get your tickets right there. If technology is not your thing, they have people at the front that's able to help you with all of it. So it's completely streamless and super easy to do, but I would take advantage of that early park entry. Especially, I would even get there an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes early because they will let you in earlier. Just a certain part of the park won't open until you get that hour early entry. And then
yeah, and that extra time is a huge asset every trip.
Oh, for sure. And then when you're staying on site, the good thing is, especially I've done it myself, so they have resorts where you can take a bus. You'll take the bus from the resort to the parks. And then they also have options where you can walk from your resort to the park, or you can take a boat. I have done all three of those, and I absolutely love doing the boat transportation. I think it is so much easier. You don't have to walk through City Walk, which City Walk is kind of like, how would you explain what City Walk is?
It's like a shopping and food district. You don't need a separate ticket to go into it. It's open to the public. It's a shopping and food district, I think, is the best way. You got a lot of restaurants, a lot of stores, that sort of thing.
So you'll go through security, but then you have to walk. It's probably about a little over half a mile just to get to the entry of the parks. So when you're taking the bus, that's extra steps before you get there and extra steps after you're done in the park, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you're at the park from open to close, it's exhausting walking back. So one thing that we did with staying somewhere that has the boat transportation, oh my goodness, it makes such a difference. You literally get off the boat right at the front of the park. And then as soon as you get out of the park, your boat's right there. So there's ways that we can let people know the types of transportation and all the different resorts, because there are so many resorts, and then there's resorts that have express passes included. There's just so many different options and breakdown, and we're able to help with that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think one of the things you alluded to there is the different configurations can matter. So some of those resorts do have that unlimited express pass included with staying there. And if you were going to add that on anyway, the price of staying at a more value resort plus express pass may get you closer to that point of staying at somewhere that had those included to begin with. So we can give you those kind of pricing options and configuration and show you the bigger picture of how it all works together when you're working with an agent. So you're not just going to pick something and then have it all add up without us having a conversation.
Yes. And also that makes me think of a lot of people when they go, I feel like to Orlando, they do Disney. I would say most of my clients do one park a day. They don't do necessarily the park hopper all the time. So I feel like in their mind, they're thinking, okay, Universal is two parks and a water park. I'm going to get one ticket per park. But really, Universal is so much smaller and it's connected. So I always highly suggest doing the park-to-park ticket. Also, if you're a huge Harry Potter fan, you cannot ride the Hogwarts Express unless you have that park-to-park ticket because it goes between the two parks.
Yes, and it's so easy to hop back and forth. Yeah.
It is, and we get everything done that we want to get done. Like, it's just, it makes such a difference, but a lot of people, they don't realize that how close they are and how much smaller the parks are compared to some of the Disney parks.
Yeah, it's definitely walkable and easy to see all the things. And like you said, you want that flexibility to go back and forth too, which really works in your favor.
So a lot of questions I get from clients is they let me know I'm not a Harry Potter fan. What does Universal have to offer? And there is so much, you know, I mean, they do a fantastic job about Harry Potter. We actually have two episodes that we talk about each of the Harry Potter parks. So you can go back and listen to those episodes where we dive in deep about what all is there and how immersive it is. But if you are not into Harry Potter, I still think you'll want to go and see it because it's awesome. But there's other things there. There's The Simpsons, there's E.T., there's like the Hulk and like the Marvel, there's meet and greets. There's like I was saying earlier, a monster area where you can go and watch makeup artist show. There's all kinds of shows and Beetlejuice is there. Marilyn Monroe comes out during the parade. There's all kinds of other options there that's not Harry Potter.
Oh yeah,
What
I
was
know.
your
I love all the Jurassic stuff too. And like you said, the shows are just outstanding. We talk a lot about, kid heights when we talk about rides and coasters too. But something to keep in mind is with especially with more extreme roller coasters available, people of different body shapes may have struggles as well. So I know I have a hard time as a plus size woman getting on some of these rides that just the harnesses don't go down the way they should. But there's still plenty for me to do in Universal. There's plenty of shows. The food is outstanding. If you just appreciate the theming, it's great. And you never know what you're going to stumble upon. Universal Studios does a fantastic job with having street performers and characters out all the time throughout the day. It's an adventure kind of everywhere you go.
one of the cool shows that I love, and they do it all the time, they look like construction workers and they start playing
Yes.
music. Like it is the coolest thing. They'll be up on the buildings. You literally think they're working on construction, and all of a sudden they just start singing and banging on trash cans and paint buckets. And there's just something going on the entire time you're there. And they even have, like,
Yeah, the
we noticed last time on one of the side of the buildings, it's like flower pots are in the wall. It looks like really pretty decoration, but it's actually a rock wall. So they have it look like it's a building that you're actually climbing with like flower pots and different things. So there's just all kinds of options.
Yeah, I really do think the character encounters at Universal are so authentic and unexpected because they aren't as structured or set up. You're not necessarily walking up to someone. They're more like wandering and you're running into them. And it's just very cool. I always appreciate that when I'm there. I know I saw like Beetlejuice last time. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is terrifying.
He is
But
my
it's always a good time.
favorite one. He is always, I make sure I always stand in his line because he's right by like where Scooby-Doo is. And they're fun to see and talk to. But Beetlejuice, you just never know what's going to come out of his mouth inappropriate. Like, I absolutely
Yes.
love it. He's my favorite. And they do such a good job with his makeup. Like, he looks disgusting.
Like you said, the makeup is on point there for sure. I also saw a show last time we were there, the Bourne Stuntacular show with the cars and the stunts and everything, and it just blew my mind how all that worked. It was really, really a cool interaction to see and witness throughout the trip.
That ride too, especially because you'll go and they only do certain show times. So I highly, highly suggest you do it, especially in the summertime. It is air conditioned and you're sitting on your feet. And it's probably about a 20, 30 minute show. And it, like you said, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, I don't know, what is he? He's like running from the police. So they're trying to catch him, but he's an
Yeah, they have like a whole
undetective
theme.
spy. Like,
Yep.
it's really awesome. That's probably one of our favorites. It's just different. It's all kinds of like different shows, which actually Universal does a lot of ride shows. So if you are prone to getting motion sickness, I highly, highly suggest taking Dramamine, now non-drowsy, before you go, because a lot of the rides are like that 4D interactive, like it's screens. I would say a big chunk of their rides are screens. And I can't believe I didn't even think to talk about Jurassic Park. That's like my favorite area
I
there.
know.
Oh, they
It is
actually
very
have
cool.
a
And the
section where you can
Velocicoaster is
meet Blue.
amazing.
Oh my gosh, the
Yes.
Velocicoaster.
I know. Look, we're both going both directions.
I
No, you're right. Meeting Blue is an experience you have to do when you're there. Like, it can't be missed.
Yes, absolutely. And then you can even see a dinosaur hatch. So they have like a dinosaur egg and a little baby dinosaur will hatch in someone's inside taking care of it, and they have the awesome merch store, and they do a very good job with that.
While we're talking about the parks, I know we've talked about the parks, but you mentioned the water park earlier. Do you have a favorite like part of Volcano Bay?
I think just going in like the big open water area with the volcano in the background. It's nothing. I mean, they have all kinds of rides and different things that you can do, but it's just so relaxed. And it's actually crazy because when I was doing one of the site tours for training, there's a highway right behind Volcano Bay. Like, you have no idea there's even a highway because the sound, you cannot hear it at all. Like, it is so peaceful and calm and laid back. And hey, it might be pretty boring, but I think just the open water area with the scenery around me.
No, I think, like you said, just when you walk in it, the scenery of the volcano itself is just very cool. It really brings you right in. I also think I really appreciated the Taptu. Now I'm not going to be able to say it right.
Taboo.
Taptu technology. Tapu, that's it. I'm adding a T instead of a P. But it's essentially like that wearable. So like you can scan into the ride and you don't have to wait standing to get on the water ride. It like puts you in a queue essentially. And I found that so helpful because I don't love being wet. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm fine when I'm in the water, but I don't like that in between of wet and dry. And so we could just like do the wave pool while we were waiting for the time to pass, then go do the water slide and then go back to the wave pool. And it was very cool to use that tapu technology throughout the day.
It is. And they do a really good job with it also. So I think like it's great how they do it. And also like with Universal, you can get a photo pass. So they will get pictures with characters. They'll get pictures on the rides, but also in the water park, there is tons of photo opportunities. And even going down the slides and stuff, it captures your picture. So I think that's pretty cool just because, I mean, a lot of people get the photo pass and you have the normal with your clothes on and like drying stuff. But being like going down a slide or just
The
more
action
relaxed,
shots.
laid back. Yes, it's awesome. And they do a really good job at capturing your pictures on the rides. We recently had a client that just went for spring break and she was showing me all of her pictures. And I was really shocked at how good they did at capturing their family of six. So I highly recommend that. So one thing too, I think is a big thing there is they have a Simpsons theme area and you can actually get a Duff beer when you're there. And then they have like carnival games set up that you can do. That was actually the Simpson ride was the first ride that I hung out with you and Bradley when we went on our
Yes, I remember that.
It was fun.
It was fun. That is like a really cool area too, because like you said, it has all the carnival stuff and the foods on theme, and it's a lot of fun over there. That's one that you could get motion sick on though. So definitely, if you're riding the Simpsons ride, be aware of that because it has some motion interaction with a screen. So.
And one thing I think is cool too, like we talked about all the different themes that Universal has, but they also have, and we do it every single time, we love it. It's like an animal show. So they have a big stage and like the audience, and they have birds, dogs, and cats, and they put on this super funny like show all about animals. So even with having the theming, like we were saying earlier, there's little things like that that's thrown in there that makes, I mean, it's an all-day fun experience. I think that's probably one of our favorite things just because you're out of the sun, you're sitting down, and it's something different. So it helps break up when you are on those rides with the motion screens and everything like
Yep.
that.
And you want a break every now and again. Otherwise, your feet are going to be wore out by the end of the day.
And so at Universal, you can make reservations for restaurants. So ha that has me leading to ask you, because I know you're a foodie. What is your favorite meal or dessert when you're at Universal?
Gosh, that is so hard. So, okay, we normally do Leaky Cauldron and Three Broomsticks for lunch, like every time we're there. We're a big Harry Potter household, so it's on the list. I love fish and chips. That's normally what I get. It's a great spot for a midday break. For something more sit down, I enjoy the Toothsome's Chocolate Factory over in City Walk. I love the chocolate. I love the theming. I love how it smells in there. So it's kind of like my end of the day on the way home, and I grab a sweet treat and take to the hotel with me too.
That is literally the exact same thing I was going to say, especially like the fish and chips. Nowhere compares to the fish and chips that they have there. And I actually, they give you such big portions. I always get a kid's meal and it
Yes, me
fills me
too.
up. So I would definitely, I pick that always. And a new thing I tried is the ice cream shop over in Harry Potter. They have this like chili chocolate ice cream. It is the craziest thing I have ever tasted. It literally is sweet, but then hot. Sizzling on your tongue and then sweet
Oh,
again.
I'm
Like,
so
I have
excited to try that.
never had something like that ever. Like, it's just the craziest thing. And then McKinley always gets the strawberry peanut butter because that's what Harry gets in the movie. So that's
Such a
always like
true
must.
diehard there. Yep.
But the Chocolate Factory, the Twosome, that place is so good. And they have these crazy like milkshakes that you can get. And I love the appetizer. It's bread with chocolate in it. We get that every single time. It's like the Outback like brown bread, but it has bits of chocolate chips in it. So we actually,
Yes.
every time we get Outback now, I get chocolate chips and I cut it in half and put it in the microwave.
That's smart. You're making your own bread at home.
So, do
Yeah,
you ever
those are
make
clever.
reservations or do you think I never have a hard time getting in places?
I can't say I've had an extremely hard time. City Walk in the evenings does get busy. So if you're not wanting to wander while you wait, sort of a situation, I always recommend reservations. And if you're eating any of those kind of like prime meal times, so like if you're eating right at noon, I always recommend getting reservations regardless where you're going, just so you're not going to have to wait 20 or 30 minutes outside while you're waiting to get in. But no, I haven't had to wait hours, and I have not ever been flat out turned away. So normally, if it's waiting, as long as you're flexible, you have the ability to get in where you need to go, from my experience.
And if there is a wait, there's shops all around there. So I feel like there's plenty to do to keep yourself occupied. Even in like the Twosome Chocolate Factory, they also have like the different chocolate set up, like you were saying. So you can look at all the different options. They even have, I think, a gift shop in there. And there's just all kinds of like different things that you can do. And I would definitely say if you're a steak person, because I do have a lot of clients ask where they can get a good steak meal, I would definitely recommend Hard Rock. When I went there for a travel agent event, they actually hosted us and we had like the steak and mashed potatoes, and it was by far the best meal that we had that whole entire time.
Yum. I was gonna say my steak recommendation would have been Big Fire, because I've had a really good steak there.
Really, we can go on and on talking about this. I think Universal is fun for the whole entire family. I think it is fun for the older kids and as well as the younger kids. Or if you just want to have a girls' trip or a guys' trip, I think Universal is so well-rounded and there are so many things you can do. I would say though, Halloween is my favorite time to be there just because of how amazing of a job they can do. I also would recommend asking about the VIP tours. There's actually a ride, the Men in Black ride, where there's a bottom section that you just walk past and you see. But if you're on the tour, you get to actually go down into that bottom section and see stuff. So the VIP tours get you access onto the rides earlier and get you places in Universal that other people cannot get into. So I highly suggest reaching out and let's get that trip booked.
Yeah, and one more thing on those VIP tours too. They have two options, which is really great. So you can do a private VIP tour with just your party, or if you're looking for something that's a little more fiscally responsible, you don't mind sharing your day with a few more people, they have a larger VIP tour. And when I say large, I don't mean exponentially. I think it's still capped at 12 people. But it is a mixed party. So if it's just two of you going, that experience can still be available to you. as well. So they are a great option if you want to get everything in your day done. And Universal just has so much. So like Megan said, reach out to us and we'll get you tapped into what you need to know.
All right, guys, I think that about wraps up. And make sure you tune in next Friday and hopefully I'll have Jenna back. McKinley was actually kind of upset that she had soccer practice tonight, so she's wanting to join us on our next one.
Woohoo, that'd be great. Thanks, Megan.
All right, bye everyone.